The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your tip. We are already on tip number 43. For those of you that have tuned in, you are tuned in to Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays, but this is the part of the program where we get to step down for a second and we get to bring you a road tip. That is right. Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series is actually going behind the scenes and sitting down with some cool people to give you some insight and give you some tips on for stuff whether you're on the road, whether you're out on stage, you know, whether you're in the recording studio. And we're talking about tips for those that are responsible for making some really incredible moments happen and responsible for making those shows happen and responsible for making sure that those artists are able to perform at their very, very best. And of course, for tonight, it's always a pleasure to be able to, you know, catch up with, you know, with my cohort that helped me create this whole idea with the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Mr. Ken Barr. And, you know, we go back and forth on, you know, a lot of things that we hope that we can do as far as with this programming and stuff. We guys definitely hope that you enjoy that. Let me go ahead and bring him in. Let me see what he's got going on. Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, girl?
Man, you know, living the dream.
Oh, it's all about that right here.
Living the dream, making it all work. And it was so funny. And, you know, I went to get you on the phone, you know, to make sure that we're all square away before we started our tip. And I was like, man, we're already on tip from 43. You know, those of you who've tuned in, but if you don't already know, it is Monday. It is July 30th. We're on the last Monday of the month. I was just talking about that with my co-host, and it was like, whoa, the year is rolling.
It is crazy. You know, I was just remembering. And I'm sure you remember too, way back, Road Crew Tip number 13, I did like 10 different things because that was the metal number. You
know? It was.
Metal number. It's like, wow, that was 30 tips ago. Holy moly.
I know. It was that. And also, you know how you always have those, memories that pop up on Facebook and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Jeff Mann popped up on my radar from last year for July 29th. I'm sorry, July 28th.
I got that too. He had been on the show or the early formation of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was his interview and stuff that we did. And of course, you guys know we're talking about, you know, J-Man himself. You know, he himself is also an author inspired by a lot of the stuff that you did with the We Are the Road Crew and stuff. He's got his own book. It's called, you know, All In, you know, how to be a rock star, roadie star in less than 20 years. You guys have an opportunity to check that out. But yeah, he popped up and it was so funny because it's like all my road crew memories started popping up. It's like, oh my God. Oh, okay. I also want to give a shout out. John Cecilli, okay? This man keeps coming up on my page, you know, and we'll have conversations. We'll go have whatever. We'll go back and forth. You know, he's busy with Cher. You know, he's busy with, like, everything else, the voice and everything. You know, he's got all this stuff going on. And so I was like, yeah, we need to do this, D. We need to catch up. We need to do that interview. We need to do this. Okay. You know, I'm tired of seeing all of his pictures of all this crazy, cool stuff he's doing. I'm tired of him enjoying himself because he hasn't called me yet.
Uh-oh. Sounds like the chisel is in trouble.
if
you know it's good for you, give up the goods.
I mean, you know, just one time. That's all I'm asking, you know. And like I said, I was telling you, though, I was trying to wrap my head around a couple things and start, you know, kind of reeling it back. And especially since we're going, because this is kind of go time for us, because we're going into the fall, and this is when everybody gets to where they get to the place that they're going to be at for at least a second, you know what I mean? And yep, we're able to kind of lock down a couple of people. And I had shared this video yesterday on my personal Facebook page, and it was this young kid, you know, that was just ripping the ukulele to shreds. And of course, here comes Mr. Cecilli, all right? He jumps on there and he was like, hey, you know, of course he was like, you know, get the hell out of here. He goes, I tuned Megan Trainor's uke for a while, need a tech. And of course, I'm like, you, of course you did. You're doing all kinds of stuff, but you won't call me. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you'll come on my page and talk about these things. And this is what he does.
Well, if the Chazul knows what's good for him, he'll be contacting you right after we're done.
So, you know, but other than that, yeah, we're going to get a couple things together, all right? What about you? What do you have on your mind tonight? What are you thinking? Tip 43.
You know, very important when you get to a gig, whether you're playing a bar or an arena, make sure you take white gaff tape and line the front of the stage is called the downstage edge, the side where the audience are. Mm-hmm. Stairs, anything, white tape, because when the lights go out, it's hard to know where the edge of that stage is, and white tape will definitely be your friend. I have personally gone off the front of the stage, and I've seen many people do it, and it's not good.
Ooh, good one. So, you know, after all this time, and after all the people we've talked, that is the first time that's ever come up. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's...
Wow.
That's huge.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
With J-Man was the Alice Cooper Brutal Planet Tour in 2000.
Right.
And we kind of got roped into helping out for a monetary, reimbursement.
Of course.
But, and that was one of the things we did, was we would take a couple of rolls of gaff and do the entire stage, the stairs, the wings, everything. Just, you can't be too safe. I don't care if you're playing your local bar. You will be glad you did it and you went to the expense of, white gaff tape and did that.
Of course. That's so brilliant. That's such a simple tip, but it's like, that's so brilliant. You know what I mean? But I mean, thinking about the stuff that you guys used to do with Coop, of course you taped everything out. I mean, my God, hell, he was all over the place. And you guys, you know what I mean? It was like you used every stitch of every corner to either dance on, shred on, or, cut somebody's head off on, or, It was like, so you had to know what your parameters were. But it's so funny because how many times, even on starting up and going to, just some small venues and bars and pubs and things like that lights go down and you're like, I can't see anything.
Yep.
So brilliant.
And when you're playing the bigger rooms, people also will mark out a trail to the stage from the dressing room area.
Right.
Whether it be, notes on the wall with an arrow, or when you get closer, a white gaff tape arrow pointing to where the stairs are,
See? Perfect. I'm kind of curious. When you think of, obviously you go through your mind when you know you're going to get on the phone with me that night, for a road tip, like what we're doing right now here in Radio Memphis, good stuff. What triggers your brain sometimes when you're like, okay, I need to talk about that one? So what triggered your brain about this one? What was the actual moment that triggered your brain? What was the event? When did you...
For at least a week, I start thinking and letting my brain percolate. And stuff starts churning around, and usually I get two or three ideas.
Yeah.
And usually about a half hour before you and I are on the phone, I throw all those ideas out and say, that sucks, I gotta do something else. and then sheer panic drives the train from there.
I knew it. But I guess my thing, that's brilliant, Kenny. I love you, man.
That's how I roll.
I love it. Don't change, man. Don't change. But I guess my question is that, so you thought about the gaff tape. There had to have been something that popped in your head, like, what happened to you? What was the one that made you go, oh, God, I'll never do that again? What was the event? What was the moment?
Well, actually, I don't know if this is the one that triggered it or not, but I was doing a gig. I was in between Alice Cooper tours, and I was doing a gig with a band called Widowmaker, which was Dee Snider and Petrelli.
Yes!
And we were playing a bar, and you've got your mentality of, certain things that happen. Well, a guy jumps on stage, and, Dee's an old hand at, he played the bars, so he knows how to handle this, he doesn't need help. I didn't know that. So, I go charging up on stage, not really figuring the distance, my math was not so good, so I come at this guy full speed and we both went off the front of the stage. Fortunately, he was under me, and when we landed I could hear him breaking beer bottles, not me.
Oh. So,
And the local stagehands, two of them came and picked me up and brought me back to Guitar World. And I think the gentleman that got on stage unfortunately got escorted out. So,
well, you know what though? That's what triggered it. Okay.
I don't even know if we had tape or not. The stage was so small, but it was just one of those, you know. And they, let me tell you, they were a great band. They truly were.
Yeah, they were. Are you kidding? I remember that. I remember that setup. Are you kidding? That is so fun. Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. That's what I think was in the soup mix with everything else when I came up with talking about the gaffer tape.
You know what? That's brilliant. That's absolutely a very simple tip, but that's a brilliant tip. And I mean, that goes back to, I sit there and I think about the one, remember when Batty was talking about the one tip that he was doing when he was talking about the, you know, emergency services and making sure you're in contact with, you know, whatever, you know, yada, yada, you know, and making sure, you had all your stuff set up. It's just kind of an extension. It was like, you know, this is the first thing you do when you show up to said gig. You know what I mean? Pull the tape out, you know, first thing you do and go ahead. And that way, you know where your playground is.
Yep, you know where your borders are.
Good deal. Well, that's I like that tip. That's going to be a good one. What's the special stuff that you got coming up? How's the stuff that, you know, as far as with your latest book and stuff and everything, what's going on?
It's out. 33 Wednesdays is out on Amazon and Kindle.
Perfect.
Working on other stuff, but I have to do... I've been in a creative role for a while, and once I shift gears and start engaging the other side of my brain from working, it kind of puts the brakes on writing. But you got to do it.
Absolutely.
So I've got a few cool things coming up. A couple local magazines and a local paper doing articles on the book and me.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's all, you know, Orlando-based, Central Florida-based stuff. But
that's all right. That's where it starts. Absolutely. Are you kidding? How fun.
Yeah, I've got... you know, a few people that follow what I do, and they, you know, they love to, you know, put it in their publications. And, you know, I emailed some shows and whatnot today, you know, just to see if there's any interest.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. You know, I always think about, you know, that the story about Harry Potter, you know, J.K. Rowling's book.
Yeah.
How the person that initially finally picked it up after all the rejections liked the cover and was like, oh, let me check this out. And that's the person that gave that book a shot, and we all know what happened from there.
Right. So the Empire. Right.
There's places I know, no way in God's green earth are they going to invite me on, but you know what? You never know.
Mm-mm.
So I was like, Rachel Ray, I bet you would love to have Ken Barr on your show. So I emailed her.
Oh, yeah?
Why not?
Oh, my God. Well, she responded?
I'll take a shot.
She respond yet?
Not yet. But if she does, I'll let you know all about it.
That is so awesome.
Talking about the book, making cookies with an apron on.
Oh my God! Oh, I'm sorry. That would be okay. If you could so totally pull that off, Kenny.
That would be
I mean, everybody, yeah, Roadie Crew would have to lay scepters down at your feet going, okay, we can't top that. That's awesome. You know.
There's no topping Rachel Ray.
There's no topping Rachel Ray and cooking cookies, man, peanut butter cookies, man, with an apron on, you know. You can't do that. There's no topping that. That is.
We'll even get one of them chef hats on, too, sure.
Fantastic. Good deal. I'm so glad to see some of the people that have been, you know, out and about, you know, and really kind of supporting what you had going on, okay, and what you have going on. I want to give a big shout out to your friends in Bad Diesel Magazine, you know, because they've always been very supportive and very cool about, you know, the scenes and stuff like that, you know, and some of the stuff that you also put out as far as other stories and poems and things like that. So some good stuff right there. But yeah, man, you better tell me that. If Rachel Ray answers that email, you better let me know. I have got to know.
Oh, I'll let you know. Believe me, it'll be that loud noise that's south of you. It'll be me bragging.
Perfect.
But you know, the chances are one in a million, but okay, well, there's one. So I'll take that one.
Man, I there's this thing that's just tripped. The trigger has tripped in my head, and it's got to be this thing that's got to happen. You know what I mean? There's a thing that's got to happen with this.
Yeah.
There's a thing.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, if you don't, Eric Singer has an expression he taught me years ago. He said, "If you don't ask, you don't get."
Bingo.
Never be afraid to ask. So the worst they can do is say no. And
if you
don't take the shot, you've already consigned yourself to no. So just go for it.
Bingo. Great advice. Perfect advice. Thank you so much, honey, for sharing that stuff with me.
Thank you.
Are you kidding? I know you need to get some rest. All right. We have a date Wednesday.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll be here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. It'll probably be around two.
Work out some more stuff to bring to these nice people that are listening to us now.
Yes. Yes. For over a year. Yeah. Okay. Look, I'll probably be around like 2 o'clock your time. So, and I'll send a message just to make sure you're available. Okay. Now that we've shared like all our personal stuff with everybody on there, okay, we're good.
what's a radio show without a little personal stuff? You know.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Go get you some rest, honey, man. I'll talk to you on Wednesday, okay?
All right, take care.
All right, babe. All right, bye.
All
right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Ken Barr with the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, Road Tip number 43. And how brilliant. I mean, something as simple as, you know, no matter what kind of gig you're going to get to, whether it be in a bar, a pub, or an arena, to go ahead and get that white gaff tape and tape the areas off and tape the, you know, especially downstage where you know where the end of the stage is, so that you don't do something really crazy and really stupid and really, really dumb and like fall off the end of it. Could you imagine? There is absolutely no way that I think that anybody would necessarily be able to recover from something like that. So definitely something to pay attention to. And of course, those of you that have been tuning in, and if you came in the middle of all of this and you're wondering what the hell is going on, every Monday night we have a road tip that we bring to you from the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, Ken Barr Films, and Radio Memphis. If you've missed any of these tips, guys, don't forget that you can go to radio-memphis.com. Radio Memphis On Demand, go back. And sometimes it's fun to go back to see some of the stuff that we've hashed out and that we've talked about. And it's all in the name of doing a great job for getting this music out. How about that?
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.